Now, Friday morning rolling around, as we know, and Nevin, good morning, dear heart. How
good
are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you? You well?
I'm awful good. How are things with you this morning?
Ah, listen, they're fine. You know, I mean, like, we are where we are. We just have to keep the nerve and keep the faith, as you say, Marty. So
that's right.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. A busy weekend ahead in normal times, of course.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, St. Patrick's Day now just around the corner, and it's a funny time, you know. But listen, food is where we are at, and I think I have two lovely, we have different recipes, the risotto and then a nice pasta recipe, and that's maybe the kids can get involved in. I remember you telling me a story. You had, was it a Barola risotto in Italy once?
Mr. O'Kane and Mr. Whelan. Miss Wilde was minding herself cleverly, but Mr. Okay, and Mr. Whelan, when we were in Verona, we had an Amarone risotto.
Amarone.
And we looked like, the two of us looked like Pavarotti as they wheeled us out of the restaurant. Because it was, Amarone itself, do you know what I mean? And then we stupidly decided we'd have a glass of wine with the Amarone risotto, which was quite
ridiculous. I love it.
But it was huge. It was lovely, but there was an awful lot of it, do you know?
I don't think I've ever had a red wine risotto, to be honest with you.
Well, we hadn't either. But I tell you one thing, if it's on the menu, we'll have to give that a go. Give that lad a go, we'll see what happens. So that's what we did.
Fantastic.
And it was special. So that was different, Anyway, what have you got?
Yeah, and I mean, like, it's something people get nervous making a risotto, and there's nothing to be nervous about. We'll talk about the rice. So Arborio rice is the rice that you'll get in every supermarket, and you can also get another one, Canellari, I think is how you pronounce it.
Right.
But Arborio is the most used risotto rice, and it's very economical to make a risotto. This one has some frozen peas and smoked bacon.
Right.
You can put in cooked chicken, you can put in prawns, you can put in ham, you can mix it
up. Have you got a favourite yourself?
Oh, I do actually. Yeah. I'll tell you one that myself, Conor Lucia really like, and Imelda, obviously. We like wild mushrooms and then some smoked bacon and some peas at the last minute, frozen peas.
Right.
And that's what we have with a nice piece of pan fried or grilled fish. It's gorgeous.
Oh, that sounds lovely. So we smoked bacon in today.
Or you can use, in Italy, they'd use the pancetta, which is the cured kind of Italian kind of bacon or belly, so it is.
Yeah.
That's what they would use. So first thing you do is heat a couple of tablespoons of rapeseed oil, or you can use olive oil. One onion, finely chopped. You can use just your regular onion, or you can use red onion if you want to, but the regular onion I'm using in this. A couple of cloves of garlic crushed, and then you're going to sweat off some streaky bacon. We call this lardons. It's a very fancy name. Mm. It's just little strips or dice of smoked bacon, which will give that lovely flavour. So you start that cooking off, then you put in your arborio rice, about 450 grams of arborio rice, and this will feed 4 to 6 people. You know, it's a very economical dish. Now, I don't have wine in the recipe, but sometimes when I make it at home, I put a splash of white wine, or you could use your red wine.
Yeah.
Marty, if you wanted to, knowing you, you'd be having a little glass when you'd be making it too, to keep yourself hydrated. Of course, it's less.
Of course.
And so your arborio rice goes in, and you kind of coat the rice with the oil and the lovely flavours from the garlic, the lovely smoked bacon, and and the onion too. So let that cook off for a minute. Then we're going to use some vegetable stock. Now, people asked, should you have your stock boiling? Listen, if it's boiling, it's going to cook faster. If it's cold, it's going to take longer. So that's the biggest tip I can give you. It's handy and it's quick if you have a wee saucepan of your stock. Vegetable cube is fine. There's a lovely lady, and I think I might have mentioned her on your show, Carol Stock, and she's a producer in Derry, and she does the most beautiful fresh stocks. She'll deliver anywhere in Ireland, and I just love her
products. Are you telling me Stock is her surname?
Very clear. No. That's...
Carol Stock.
Yeah, I mean, her first name is Carol, and then Stocks, she names it after the brand, herself.
Okay,
but it's a very clean product, and I think we spoke about the Callow stock cubes, because some stock cubes are full of salt, but this is an Irish producer making a fresh stock that you can freeze, which I think is fantastic. So have your stock on simmering away. You can use vegetable or chicken. I've in the recipe, and I say a cube is fine, and just slowly add in the stock. Don't add it all in at once. When it's nearly cooked, you know, in Italy they cook it al dente, and we'll be talking about pasta next, so it's just firms the bite. I was shocked when I went to Modi. Now, how do you pronounce it? Because you've been over there more. And
Pavarotti country, you mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the home of the balsamic vinegar. It's the home of the Parmesan Reggiano.
And Ferrari.
And it's just, Ferrari too. She said, I was in one too. It was very scary.
No, I'm not.
I was for one of the Italian food shows.
You're mixing with the great and the good.
I wish.
That video.
But anyway, It was a bit of fun, but I was shocked how they undercooked their risotto. It was definitely very al dente, and I think if I serve that in McNean, people say, that's not half cooked. You mind cooking that for another 5 or 10 minutes?
Yeah, that's so interesting.
So there is a balance there to have it just cooked, and that rice will keep its shape. It's a lovely creamy kind of taste in the rice, and then just finish it with some lovely grated Parmesan cheese, you know, the Parmesan Reggiano, which is fantastic. Oh, yeah. Throw in some frozen peas, and then if you want to, I don't have this in the recipe, but some lovely fresh herbs, basil, parsley, stir in some pesto.
Lovely.
Like, this is a very basic recipe that you can flex your muscles and add and tweak and change. The most important thing is the rice and getting that lovely smoked bacon in there.
What sort of peas do you use?
Just the little petit pois.
The petit pois.
Yeah.
Oh, them.
Yeah. So I love the way you say
those
that.
Fellas.
One more time.
Petit pois. They're not fully grown peas, isn't it?
They're the small little kind of baby peas, and they're lovely and sweet in the air. I've actually made the risotto with some frozen sweet corn too, which works really well with chicken. So you can mix it up, and sometimes I put a spoonful of mascarpone cheese if I have it, if I have it. But the Parmesan cheese is the one to do at the very end, and lots grated over it, and salt and pepper. And away you go. It's like a big hug in a bowl.
It's a hug in a bowl and a meal and steak. There's no way you'd have anything else with that, lad. Because you'd be well full now at the end of that.
You're actually right. It's very, very filling. So
and compared to me, do the Italians have that and then another meal? Is that the way they have, like, you can have a cannelloni as your second course before you have your dinner? I can never understand that. Because we go, little starter, thank you, and then the main course, and I'm gone, you know. But the idea of having three, you can't do that.
Yeah, we went to this Michelin star restaurant and the chef was making a risotto and in his cookery school, lovely guy, in Modena. Okay. And he infused the milk with Parmesan cheese, left it overnight, and then he made it on vegetable stock. There was no onion, there was no garlic, and then he used the risotto rice, and then he just finished it with the milk and grated Parmesan. I thought it was really, I'd never seen that before.
Was it lovely?
And it was amazing. Oh my God, absolutely. Mm. Like he had like a trattatori, is that how you pronounce that, Marty? Those lovely kind of like small little kind of like bistros that'd be called probably in France, but a lovely restaurant. I had the best ragu of beef I ever had with fresh pasta.
Oh, I love the sound of that. Now you have me wanting to get in a plane in Egypt. Anyway, and a bit of smoked bacon. That's all. And have you had an
Or is that? Yeah, I do. I have a lovely little pasta. So we're using the Fuselli pasta, and this is the nice kind of curly one. You can use this with linguine, or you can use it with spaghetti. This is done with broad beans, which you can use frozen again, or you can use the peas, leeks, and some ham. We're going to start off rapeseed oil, a little bit of garlic, 2 cloves of garlic, finely chopped or crushed. This one has a little bit of a kick because we're going to put some chili flakes into it, or you can put in fresh chili. Now, I have half a teaspoonful of chili flakes. That might be a little bit too much for your listeners, so just go easy. You can always add more chili at the very end. One leek or one kind of medium-sized leek, the green and the white, just kind of chop and slice that, and then literally cook that off. Now you're going to, in a separate pot, you're going to boil off your pasta. We're using the bronze dye pasta, which is a really, really nice, good quality, made with some durum wheat and just some water. There's not eggs in this pasta. Some pastas have eggs, some don't.
Yes, yeah.
And it's interesting because they eat more dried pasta than they do fresh pasta, because fresh pasta is expensive.
Yes, it is.
So these are all wee things that I learned in my travels.
Sure.
So, okay, you're boiling your pasta, you're making up your little kind of like not sauce, because there's no sauce in this, but what you're doing is you're kind of making up your ingredients to go into the pasta. You're going to put in some frozen broad beans, or you can use some of the peas, as I said, and then the nice ham chunks. So some cooked ham, you can use the pancetta again if you wanted to. This is a great way if you've leftover cooked ham, actually. It's a lovely recipe. Right. And you can have it meat-free too, I should have said that.
That's another thing. We were talking about the smoked bacon, you and I, and the way we pick at it.
Oh, yeah.
A bit of ham as well. I'm a devil.
Devil, what it is.
Just be picking bits off it. I love it. It's desperate, isn't it?
It's one of the great joys, isn't it?
It is, actually, in fairness, yeah.
You've all that mixed through in a pot, and then you cook your pasta until it's al dente. We spoke about it with the rice, just until it's cooked to your taste. In Italy, I don't know if this is true, but I was told that they get pasta and they throw a little piece against the wall, and if it sticks to the wall, it's cooked. Now, I've never seen that. I can't confirm that.
Health and safety.
Don't do this at home.
Health and safety.
Yeah, you're right.
Nevin doesn't. No, he doesn't. No, definitely don't.
I promise you that. So, Marty, what we do then is we strain off our pasta, put that into your pot. If you can use a nice wide pot, a skillet pot is good, with the leeks, the garlic, and then you have your broad beans and your ham and that. And then I've just finished that just with some nice croutons, and we just use ciabatta bread for a little bit of texture. This is optional. And you just toast them off in the oven. It's in the recipe. But this will serve 4 to 6 people. And again, it's done in about 30 minutes from start to finish. It's a very quick recipe.
It sounds to me, you know, you'd say to yourself, oh, jeepers, that'll take forever. But 30 minutes, you say, for the whole lot.
Yeah. I mean, and that's your prep, you know, chopping your leek. I mean, you'd probably do it quicker, to be truthful with you, you know, because the ham is cooked. So you're not chopping any meat or anything like that. But I think it's a great little recipe. Again, leeks, poor man's asparagus. You can use asparagus in season. I love the peas. The peas can go into that. Broad beans are lovely. And again, you're using the frozen broad beans. So
yeah, no, that's
they're perfect.
So this is taking us away from bacon and cabbage for next week. Or indeed from Mother's Day on Sunday, if you're making something for the mammy. Something different.
Well, do you know what? That is a good point. And I'm thinking of something nice and vibrant and green. We're thinking of green. Listen, it's going to be a very different St. Patrick's Day this year for us. But, you know, we still can enjoy good food, and you know, obviously we're at home, maybe get out for a nice walk or whatever like that within your 5k distance.
I think
something you don't want to be stuck in the kitchen all day, and I just think this will work not alone for St. Patrick's Day but any day of the week.
It's lovely. And Mammy's Day, of course, Mother's Day on Sunday.
Thinking
of our mammies, as we do often.
And you know, that used to be the busiest day when Mum was alive, bless her, in the restaurant.
That
we'd done one menu all day, and it was a very special day. I think it was a kind of a choice of 4 or 5 starters, 4 or 5 mains.
Yeah.
We'd have roast beef, Thornhill duck, a local duck producer, a fish. She'd always do the rib and the bone, and maybe a steak with that. And then her dessert trolley.
Steak to keep daddy happy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have to keep them happy too.
That's
isn't that right,
right,
Martin?
Yeah. But I do remember, with great fondness, the idea of going out to lunch on Mother's Day. It was a big deal.
There's
the memories for us.
And a very happy Mother's Day to your listeners, and St. Patrick's Day too.
Exactly, yeah. You're a dope. So it's risotto, petit pois and smoked bacon, or you can use peas or whatever the fusilli lingui with ham, broad beans, leeks and croutons. You're a great man.
I love it.
I have to play something Italian now for you. I don't know what.
You must do that.
I will. I'll play something Italian to bring you back to Modena.
Thank you.
Anyway, here we are.
And didn't she look great? And so I brought her back to Blighty just to show me, mate.